Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
I'm very grateful to the French people for the hospitality they've always shown me. And when they welcomed Michelle and our daughters on their first visit to the City of Lights. By my bed in the residence is a picture of me and Michelle in Luxembourg Gardens, kissing.
That's the President of the United States of America with a meeting, a press conference with the President of France after a Russian jet was shot down by the terror-loving state of Turkey. After it was found later in the morning, surely known by the kisser in the White House, I hope that he cleaned the smoke from his breath before kissing his wife in the Luxembourg Gardens, that the rescue helicopter sent by Russia to rescue the brave airmen who were shot out of the sky, the Russian helicopter was shot out of the sky by a U.S.-made anti-tank missile. In fact, if you want to see the markings on the murder weapon used to attack the rescue helicopter, tending to the stricken Russian pilots, to see that it was American, you can see it clearly with your own eyes. Now, I want to ask you a question. What's the difference between ISIS and Obama's armed rebels, the so-called Syrian insurgents? Anyone listening to this show, can you tell me definitively that you can tell me there's a difference between ISIS and Obama's armed rebels? What's the difference? Helicopter searching for the two Russian pilots from the Russian bomber down by Turkey. By the way, the Russian jet flew close to its border with Syria. There's no evidence it actually went over the border, and if it did, it was only for a second or two. And on that pretext, Obama's friends in Turkey shot the Russian jet down. You know, this is how World War I started. You do know that. I don't want to be an alarmist here, but everyone's saying, is this the beginning of World War III? Are we being drawn into World War III? And then you have to ask yourself, what is the end game? Does the thin, smoking psychotic in the White House understand what he's doing? I know this. I know that the thin, smoking psychotic hates Putin because he's envious of him. He's envious of his power. He's envious of his masculinity. He's envious of his popularity. And he's being driven mad, even madder than he already is, with his vendetta against Putin. So he tells Turkey to shoot down a Russian jet that may or may not have gone over the border. We don't know, by the way. Even if it did, by any estimate, it only did so for a second or two. And by that token, many of our jets could be shot down. Many other jets could be shot down as they go over borders of other countries at 50,000 feet or at 65,000 feet, whatever level he was at. I don't know what level they were flying at. And then you shoot down the jet of a sovereign nation. So everyone's waiting for the other shoe to drop. What's Putin going to do? Is he cool, calm, and collected? Well, here's what he's done already. Maybe you didn't see the news. Oh, yeah, he's done something already. You know what he's done? He's moved a battle cruiser off the coast of Syria. Yep, came out just now. Battle cruiser off the coast of Syria with instructions. Instructions. Deploys missile cruiser off Syria coast, ordered to destroy any target posing danger. Now, any target posing danger could be a vast array of any target. Could be anything. What's any target posing danger? Well, what's any target posing danger? Russia deploys missile cruiser off Syria coast, ordered to destroy any target posing danger. Now, by the way, as this is going on, the insane mad Islamists, the Muslims, Allah Akbar people, the Allah Akbar, the same ones who chanted Allah Akbar as they kicked the Russian pilot to death, they're our friends now. And the Christians in the airplanes are our enemies. You do know that Russia is a Christian nation. You do know that. You know that there's a Russian Orthodox Church. And you know which side Obama's on. He's not on the side of the Russian Orthodox Church. He's on the side of the Allah Akbar people. Because they're the friendly Allah Akbar people, not the unfriendly Allah Akbar people. But in any case, the unfriendly, or is it the friendly Allah Akbar people, have just committed a terrorist act in Tunisia, killing 12 members of the Tunisian president's personal guard. As we speak, they're on a warpath around the world. France, Mali, Tunisia, what's next? Do you understand that we are at war? Do you understand that our enemy is everywhere? Do you understand we have a dunce in the White House who's on the wrong side of history and that we are in danger? That's, of course, one man's opinion. After all, I'm quite opinionated. I just wrote an encyclopedic book called Government Zero. That's how much I think of your president. Now, if he was only a zero president, I wouldn't be as alarmed as I am today. Because I don't think he's government. I don't think he's President Zero. I think he's president less than zero. Because that means if you draw the line, you will see that he's on the other side of the equation. He also said something very odd today. Really something very odd. He blamed Russia for what happened. Did you hear that one? Instead of sending any condolences to Russia, the Russian pilots, the Russian families, he actually defended Turkey's right to shoot their planes. Now, listen to clip two of the psycho in the White House.
Turkey, like every country, has a right to defend its territory and its airspace.
Stop right there. Every country has a right to defend its territory, but we don't? You lying piece of garbage, you! You let the Mexicans run over our border, you're bringing in Syrians, you've erased our border, and you say every country has a right to defend its territory? You lying, lying thing, you! Now, I intended not to blow my stack today, but I just did. I wanted to go through the show without losing my temper, and I just didn't. The man is a psychopathic liar. He's a clear and present danger to the survival of America and the entire free world. That's my opinion. And if you think I'm going out on a limb, go read Government Zero if you want to see what a limb looks like. 13 chapters, each one of them is a real long limb. The difference is it's not just opinion. Page after page of references proving who this man is. Oh, really? Every country has a right to defend its territory, and he erases our border with Mexico. What a double-talking liar this man is. What a clear and present danger he is to the survival of this country and the entire world. So I'm not going to blow my stack again. I want you to listen to clip two. Listen carefully.
Turkey, like every country, has a right to defend its territory and its airspace. I think it's very important right now for us to make sure
that see the lie?
The Russians and the Turks are talking to each other, find out exactly what happened, and take measures to discourage any kind of escalation.
Okay. Russia deploys missile cruiser off Syria coast. Ordered to destroy any target posing danger. Dateline Tunisia. Allah Akbar people take over a bus with the president's aides and kill 12 of his aides. That's the president of Tunisia. Dateline France, northern France. Allah Akbar people. Hostage situation, gunshot wounds. Everywhere you turn, the Allah Akbar folks are doing what they do best. Not curing polio, not treating diseases, not sending aid to the blind, not building crutches for crippled children, not tending to wounded, but creating murder and havoc around the globe. They're not terrorists, they're a death cult. This has nothing to do with religion, it has to do with a death cult. I don't care what you call it. There's a death cult and it's winning. We're losing. No matter what the thin smoker says, we're losing the war. And he let this disease metastasize. He let this virus grow. He gave the virus weapons. He gave the virus shelter. He gave the virus propagandist cover. He owns the virus. He created this Ebola of the world. Obama has created this terrorist Ebola that is spreading around the world. He owns it. I have questions, but what's the point? all of you want to say what you want to say. Was it Obama's girlfriends, meaning the sorority that's ruining the world, behind the shootdown of the Russian jet? Was it Obama's sorority behind the shootdown of the helicopters searching for the downed Russian pilots? What's the difference between ISIS and Obama's armed rebels? Are we being drawn into World War III? What's the end game of the sorority? I also found the names of the refugee racket. Oh, yes, I did some research for you. You're not going to believe this. We have new names of those in the refugee resettlement racket. Now, their names don't end in vowels. They don't end in vowels. Like, you know, remember the old days when you'd hear gangsters being brought before Senate hearings? They all had Italian names. And you all reveled in, oh, it's the mafia did it. Well, none of these names end in an O. But they're doing more damage than the five families ever did to America. The damage being done by these psychopathic humanitarian liberals and the amount of money being stolen from the national treasury under the guise of humanitarian resettlement far exceeds that of organized crime. On that happy note, I take a quick break.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth and financial future. Call 1-800-289-2640.
If their priority is attacking the moderate opposition that might be future members of a inclusive Syrian government, Russia is not going to get the support of us or a range of other members of the coalition. But I do think that there is the possibility of cooperation. The sooner we agree to this political process, the less likely that you have, you know, the kinds of events that took place apparently today.
This is as close as he's come to admitting that he told Turkey to shoot down the Russian plane in order to provoke a Russian. Want me to play the chess game for you, make the moves, or is it too fast? I mean, I could have done the chess move for you already and moved on. But I realize that most listeners play checkers or backgammon, not triple electronic chess as I do. And I'm not boasting, but I'm telling you the way my mind works. I see the game so clearly that I may as well lay it out for you. Then you can do what you want with it. He just said, come along with us, old Russia, or stuff like this is liable to happen again. You didn't hear that? You didn't hear the Pezon Avante, the leader of the free world, threatening Russia, saying events that took place apparently today? If you listen to this man's words and you deconstruct them, as I do, for a living, and you listen to what he just said, he just threatened Russia. That unless you agree with us on supporting the cousins of ISIS, who he calls the moderate Syrian rebels, they're no different than ISIS, by the way. The only difference is what kind of knife they use to cut people's heads off. Same language, same race, same religion. Same a corporation, not even a different division. Same a corporation, not even a different division, maybe a different department. Unless you come along with the murderers that we love, oh, other stuff like this is liable to happen. So here's the chess game. They want to provoke Putin, who they know is a judo expert. And the sorority girls have figured out that they can get him to react and escalate rapidly against Turkey. Then that triggers NATO moving in against who? Russia. That means wiping Russia out in the Middle East, which is the thin man's goal. The thin man doesn't want Russia in the Middle East. The thin man created the Cold War. The thin man has instigated a larger Cold War. Now the thin man wants a hot war to drive Russia out of the Middle East completely. That's one theory. Listen to him very carefully. You'll come to the same conclusion. Turkey never should have been made a member of NATO. It was very controversial, if you remember. Turkey, if you analyze who Turkey is, see, all you leftists don't even understand what you're talking about. Suddenly, a fanatical apologist for this neo-Ottoman Erdogan of Turkey. All the leftists in the world are suddenly fanatical apologists for this neo-Ottoman Erdogan because they see Russian blood on the ground. But Turkey has veered toward Islamic rule. Turkey uses fascism on liberals in their own country. Turkey is not an open democracy any more than is Assad Syria. In fact, Turkey is less of a democracy to Christians and Kurds than is Assad to his enemies. But the idiots let Turkey into NATO, and the neo-Ottoman mad dog Erdogan has now brought the world closer to a world war. That's my theory. Go ahead, you're on the radio.
You've just said exactly what I thought 30 minutes ago. I'm in Australia. It was 4 o'clock in the morning. I've gone on the internet. I've found out that Turkey shot down a bomb, and I thought they're trying to bring NATO in to make a war against Russia because they don't want Russia, they don't want Putin in protecting Assad, or that is wiping out ISIS, because they want ISIS to knock out Assad. Even
John, I hear you loud and clear in Australia. Your country's being overrun by Muslims. Your government is committing national suicide, as is our government. I know what's going on in Australia. I know about the terrorism. I know about the threats against your freedoms. I know that your leadership is just as corrupt in its neo-fascism under the guise of liberalism as is ours, as is all of the West, John. Thank you for the call. Attention, Michael Savage calling all thinking people. Do you have any idea what's going on? Do you have any idea what's happening right now? Barney, KBET Radio, fire away. You're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
There's no way that Turkey, there's no way that Turkey was going to shoot down a Russian plane without the okay from Obama. I am a Democrat. He has gone much too far in too many places. He doesn't know what he's doing any longer. I agree with you, especially in the foreign policy. He has no idea. We don't want to turn global warming into a nuclear winter. He has to...
Very nicely put. I'm sending you a book that even a liberal might read, called Government Zero. Won't arrive in time for Thanksgiving, but it will arrive in time for Christmas. Very serious times. Time for a very serious look with a very serious book.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
We have breaking news. The jihadists have declared war on Tunisia, and Tunisia's president has just declared a state of emergency throughout the entire nation, and a curfew in the capital after an attack on a bus carrying his presidential guard that killed 12 of them. The president of Tunisia, Beji Caid Essebsi, said in a television address that the country is at war against terrorism. Do you understand terrorism is at war with the entire world, including moderate Muslims, such as those running Tunisia? Now, you have to ask yourself, how did this happen? How is it that this disease of radical Islam has been able to metastasize so rapidly in the last 2 years? The answer is because of the moron in the White House. The moron in the White House had no foreign policy experience. The moron in the White House knew only one thing, which is how to defeat his domestic political enemies, which he's very good at. He has crushed not only his domestic political enemies, but the U.S. Constitution, the Congress, and the people as well. Very successful at crushing his domestic enemies, because that's what street agitators know how to do best. But you see, street agitators like Barry from Honolulu don't know anything about foreign policy. They learned at the foot of community organizers. Do I have to name them? Again, we have to say the word again. The Alinsky name, which you've heard about ad infinitum. He knows nothing about foreign policy, but if he was actually questioned on foreign policy, what you would find is that he still is a diehard anti-bourgeois individual, meaning no matter which way you skin the cat, it comes out the same way. No matter which way you skin the cat, you find that the American left, meaning Obama, and Islam share parallel ideologies. They both want totalitarian rule over all people as their primary objective. And they are working to achieve this goal at any cost. The American left and Islam hate human life. Rights have no meaning to them whatsoever, except to use these rights to advance their power. And that is how the left continuously spouts rhetorical platitudes on social justice, equal rights out of one side of their mouth, and yet let the Stone Age barbarians who destroy women, gays, and minorities get away with it. They do nothing to them. They sell them weapons. They protect them. And that's why this is going on. You elected an idiot, a foreign policy idiot. He had weaknesses in that area that even the warmonger McCain was shown to have strengths in. The warmonger McCain was winning that campaign. I'm going back two campaigns now. And the moron McCain threw the election when he was asked if Obama was a Muslim. I'll never forget that sound. A woman at a town hall. Remember those town hall meetings in that distant, distant past in America when we had town hall meetings before the staged fake Stalinist show trials we have now called campaign speeches? In those ancient days in America when we had town hall meetings, a woman, an ordinary woman, asked McCain, isn't Obama a Muslim and isn't he dangerous? McCain immediately shut her up and said, oh, no. No, he isn't a Muslim. He's a good Christian man with a nice family. Well, that was the end of McCain, and that was the beginning of the end of America as you know it. Now, I've studied Article 5 of the NATO Treaty, which is a very important article. It defines the casus federis, case for the alliance. And the most important point for you to remember is that Article 5 of the NATO Treaty commits each member state to consider an armed attack against one member state to be an armed attack against them all, which is why Obama took in the neo-Ottoman Erdogan of Turkey into NATO. It was specifically to provoke Russia. Specifically to provoke Russia. But this is too much for the average person before Thanksgiving. Your brain is stuffed with stuffing right now. And here we are. We're at war everywhere you turn. Moderates, huh? Is there any difference between, again, Obama's armed rebels, who he calls moderates, and ISIS? I don't know the difference. Anyone know the difference? Raise your hand if you know the difference, definitively. Greg on WJR, do you know the difference between Obama's armed rebels, the moderates, so-called, and the ISIS maniacs?
Mr. Savage, there is no such thing as moderate. Moderate is something that is made up by the White House. I am a Syrian Christian, and there is no such thing as moderate.
I'm listening to you. I hear it. I know there's no difference, but you know it better than I do. You have faced these animals. You know who they are. Tell the people. Tell the world who these moderates are that Obama loves so much.
There is no such thing. You go to shop at certain places in Syria. If they see the crucifixion, they close their door. They don't want to sell you anything, or they don't want to bother with you. These are fanatic Muslim people that are being killed over there. They're killing us. That is the truth.
No, I know it's the truth, and that's why Obama won't let Christians in from Syria. Instead, he wants Muslims. Why is he flooding America with Muslims in every town and village in this country? What is he wanting to do? Why does he want women in burqas walking around in Michigan? What is that going to accomplish in this society when you have medieval costumes marching around? You know what the men are behind those women who put women in those horrid costumes? Do you know that that costume where they put a woman in a full body tent and only permit her eyes to look out is not even in the Quran? Do you know that's not even in the holy book of the Muslim? He's bringing in the most fanatical of the Muslims, not even the most, quote, moderate of the Muslims. He is bringing in the most fanatical in most cases. How far he has to dig, he'll dig. I don't know how you liberals who are into human rights, gay rights, women's rights, don't see what's going on. I don't understand where the geniuses called progressives are. How can they be celebrating this? Greg, stay on the line. I'm sending you my great book, Government Zero. It's only a book. It's only a book. We're way past needing a book in this world. Boy, oh boy, we need more than a book. How does this end? Are we being drawn into World War III? Is that what the thin smoking man wants? He's provoking Putin, there's no question. Now, I know, yeah, they went over the border by what, a mile? Half a mile? Do we know how far over? People are saying Turkey is justified. They were defending their land. Well, We have a land here, too, which has a border. And Obama lets Mexicans, Guatemalans, El Salvadorans, Chinese, Nicaraguans, you name it, pour over our border, invading and destroying our sovereignty. Why does he not care about our sovereignty, but only the sovereignty now all of a sudden of Turkey? All of a sudden, a border region between Turkey and Syria. Most of us don't even know where this is. Most of us don't even know it's mountainous region, which is hardly defined, by the way, with a clear border. And so the Russian jets were, let's say, either flying on the Syrian border or over the Syrian, over the border of Turkey. And for that reason, you want to start a World War III? That's not the reason they shot the Russian jets down with American equipment, by the way, F-16s, American hardware. And then when a rescue helicopter was sent to find the downed Russian pilots, the rescue helicopters were shot down with an American anti-tow missile in the hands of Obama's moderate Syrian rebels. So this is your community organizer. The lunatic is not a loose cannon. He's far worse than that. He's taken the cannon and aimed it at its own ship, Imagine you're on the deck of an old ship with cannons that could be rolled back and forth. Go all the way back to that imagery. This guy is such a lunatic that he's had his crew take the cannons and turn them around and aimed at his own ship. So what's coming next? Why does Obama want to provoke Russia? Did you see the press conference? Anyone raise your hand if you saw the shameful press conference. You had this embarrassment of a president of ours talking about kissing Michelle Obama in Luxembourg Gardens. Unto itself, I was appalled at his lack of class. But let's put that aside. It's a matter of taste. Then I saw this guy, Hollande, with his legs spread. They were both sitting in little chairs with their stuff. Did anyone notice this? Here you have two socialists, clueless socialists, sitting together, looking as unpresidential as you could ever get. Hollande with his jacket open, with his pot belly hanging over his gut hanging over his thighs. What happened to the French? Where is the dignity of the French that they would elect a toad like him? A human toad, Hollande, sitting with the legs open, with the jacket unbuttoned. Everyone knows if you're going to sit like that for a television shot, you get an oversized jacket to cover up your gut. This moron lets the gut hang over. He looks like a buffalo frog. A bullfrog. A small bullfrog. Sitting in a chair, and the longer they talked, the weaker they sounded. A real president would get up and make a few statements about how they're going to crush ISIS, and then turn it over to the French. Then they would have a leader, let's say on the level of a Charles de Gaulle, or someone on that leader, who would with dignity come out looking like a French foreign legionnaire, and say with clarity, we will destroy these cockroaches, we have the weaponry to do it, we have the masculinity to do it, vive la France! And that would have been the end of the press conference. Instead, these two schmucks went on and on and on. You're on now. All right, Francois. All right, Barack, you're next. Back and forth like two morons. I was watching it through the eyes of the enemy. And the enemy laughed at them. The enemy was laughing at the hollowness of these two men. All sound and fury, signifying nothing. 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 And so what does the Islamic regime do? They attack in Tunisia. They may have attacked in northern France, or it can just be a bank robbery. We don't know. They're not running away, are they? They're running away scared? In the ideal world, America and Russia would be brothers in arms against the scourge that threatens all of our lives. But you see, that's when we had a Christian nation. We thought that way. If we had a Christian president who thought in those terms and understood it is a religious war, whether we want it to be not or not, it is a religious war. Some call it a clash of civilizations because they don't have the nerve to say what it really is, which is a religious war. It's Islam versus the world, and it's a virulent form of Islam, a radical form of Islam, against the entire world. And if we had a Christian president who identified as a Christian and identified the nation as a Christian nation, founding, of course, was a Christian nation, he would understand that Russia is our greatest ally against this cancer. Instead, he chooses to fight with Russia, undermine Russia, antagonize Russia, and now perhaps draw Russia into a war against all of NATO in order to weaken and destroy Putin. He only wants Putin. He doesn't care that much about Russia. Obama is an egomaniac on top of everything else. People say narcissism. He has a sick ego. He's an egomaniac who wants to destroy his enemies. His number one enemy in the world, the only man who's ever stood up to him, so far as I can tell, is Vladimir Putin. He hates him with a passion. He's jealous of him because he knows he's the better man. He knows Putin is the better man. He envies him, and he wants to destroy him any way he can. This is very bad for the survival of Western values, all of you good progressives out there. If you really believe in progressive values, you better understand that your friends in radical Islam don't like you very much, and they'll be the first to throw you off a building. But you wouldn't know that reading the New York Times and Roger Friedman, would you? No, because the minute someone says anything about Muslims, right away you jump down their throats calling them racist. That's because you know nothing about survival and nothing about reality. Well, that's one man's opinion. I wouldn't say we're on the verge of World War III, but we're on the verge of something. We just thought we were going to cruise into Thanksgiving. We thought we were going to cruise right into Thanksgiving and just have a little jingle bells after that and get through the year. But, you know, history has a way of moving at its own pace. Yeah, history. You know, they say death comes when you least expect it. Have you ever heard that statement? Well, let me tell you something. Terrorism comes when you least expect it as well. Terrorism doesn't wait for the honeysuckle turkey. Terrorism doesn't respect the myth of the pilgrims and the Indians. Well, some myth that is anyway. Let's not go there. The happy pilgrims who robbed the land from the Indians. Let's not go there for the minute. Let's have a happy fantasy with the turkeys and the Indians. Miles Standish and whatever, Pocahontas, whatever you want to do. U.S.-backed rebels down Russian helicopter. Anti-tank gun was American. Kills Russian Marine. Jet pilots machine gunned to death as they descended with parachutes. You know that if you look back even to Vietnam, if our pilots were coming down in a parachute, the North Vietnamese, the NVA didn't shoot our pilots. They captured them. They put them into the Hanoi Hilton after giving them a terrible beating. That's what happened to McCain. Even the NVA didn't kill pilots. The last I saw this going on was when the Nazis shot Allied pilots as they were parachuting down into Europe. So now the Islamo-Nazis, the Islamo-fascists, it doesn't matter what you call them, it's fascism with a religious bow tie around it, are shooting down pilots in the air with machine guns. And you cheered, and the band played on.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-CO. You know, on an unrelated but somewhat related note, I watched something today that finally had me understand what a true Christian is. I never really understood it. To me, I didn't really understand that religion that clearly. You know, the turn the other cheek part, because I'm an Old Testament type. I'm a kind of eye for an eye type of personality, and I'd rather poke their eye out before they poke my eye out. Let me put it to you that way. That's the way I am. I found that if you let the other guy poke your eye out first, he'll take your other eye out and you won't be able to get even. You wind up like Samson being poked by the midgets with the hot irons. I watched a pastor whose wife was kidnapped and raped. A pregnant wife, a beautiful white woman, kidnapped and raped. And I saw the husband, the pastor, with his father. Kidnapped and raped, a beautiful woman, pregnant. Kidnapped and raped and then shot by three animals. And I saw the pastor say that the instinct every morning when you wake up is to get even and have vengeance. And he said, I have to fight that. And I have to seek forgiveness. He said, but I have to do that every day and every moment of the day for the rest of my life. And it clicked in my mind that Christianity and turn the other cheek is a decision. It's not inherent. But I'm asking all the good Christians, when are you going to turn the other cheek? When are you going to stop turning the other cheek? Think about it. Maybe you're too good a Christian.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Our view from the start has been that Russia is welcome to be part of this broad-based coalition that we've set up. There's never been a point in time in which we said that we don't want Russia or other countries that may have differences with us on a whole host of other things to avoid working with us against ISIL. The challenge has been Russia's focus on propping up Assad rather than focusing on ISIL.
Those are the sounds from the battlefield of Obama's allies, the moderate rebels, shooting at the Russian pilots with machine guns as they were parachuting to Earth, shouting, by the way, Allah Akbar, as they shot them as they were descending to the ground. We got a heck of a situation on our hands with a community organizer who was so out of his league that the world worries about World War III. In fact, the number one thing trending now on Twitter amongst all of the nervous Nellies is World War III. They've taken time out from tweeting pictures of their naked bodies, I guess, for a moment and say, World War III! World War III! And by the way, look at my behind! World War III! And look at me, here I am in the bathroom! That's the world we live in. The nervous Nellies, World War III is on their mind. And of course, you know which side that the nervous Nellies are on, the leftist fanatical apologists for the Neo-Ottoman Erdogan. They're on the side of the Neo-Ottoman Erdogan. They hate Russia. They know nothing about Turkey, nothing about Erdogan, nothing about the fascism in Turkey. No such thing as open democracy in Turkey. No, and of course, Turkey was made a member of NATO in order to threaten Russia. The whole reason Turkey was allowed to enter NATO was to threaten Russia. And now the mad dog in Turkey, Erdogan, has taken the world a step closer to a new apocalyptic world war, in plain English. I would be remiss if I didn't tell you that I've known that the American left and Islam share parallel ideologies. I wrote about them in two books now, Stop the Coming Civil War, but most pointedly in my new blockbuster bestseller, Government Zero, which liberals are afraid to read. They're afraid to read it because if they read it and find out that they were wrong or hoodwinked by this con man in the White House, what are they going to do then? What would a liberal do if he reads a book and says, all right, you know what, this guy's intelligent, I don't agree with him, but I know he's smart enough to know how to defend his arguments. Let me read his book. And they read it, and they start to agree with me. And then by chapter 3, they say, by God, this guy is a Sherlock Holmes. He's right. He's got it figured out. I was wrong. Do you think they are ever able to say I was wrong about anything, meaning they were? Not. No, 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 they're not. The questions today are pretty clear. Was Obama behind the shootdown of the Russian jet? You know and I know Turkey wouldn't have pulled that trigger in the F-16s unless the Girl Scouts gave him the go-ahead. You know the Girl Scouts told him to go ahead and shoot. And then, to make matters even worse, the Russians sent in rescue helicopters to try and search for the downed pilots, and the Girl Scouts told their friends, the radical Muslims, which they call moderate rebels, to shoot down the helicopters, which they did, by the way, with an American-made tow missile. Now, if that doesn't jangle the world's nerves, the picture of a U.S. weapon aimed directly at Russia, I'd like to know what does. If you go to the video of the shootdown, I have it up on michaelsavage.com. It's from the Daily Star, by the way. If you zoom in on the gun's instruction plate, you'll see they're written in English. And as you well know, if I have to repeat it for you again, Russia and Syrian President Assad are long-standing allies, while the, I hate to say the United States because there is no United States, the dis-United States under the community organizer is committed to overthrowing Assad, allegedly to put in a democratically elected government, meaning a Muslim-dominated government, not an Alawite government. Obama will not rest until the Muslims are running Syria. Do you understand how crazy this is? That's the situation we're in. WABC, Ray, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation. What's your position? Ray, WABC, line 9, going once, going twice, going three times. Call screener fell asleep at the switch. I guess there's some carbon monoxide leaking into the control room. We'll try the next caller. Ray, and Ray is gone. Avi on WABC, line 8, go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation.
Yes, I'm just amazed Obama was quick to blame Putin so quickly, even though the Pentagon hasn't confirmed where the fighter jet was. In addition, Turkey was the gateway for ISIS fighters for years now. Obama hasn't lectured Erdogan onto stopping allowing these fighters to use Turkey. Turkey kills the Kurds. Turkey goes on and does all kind of things to help ISIS, and not once did Obama speak up about that. And here, in 1 second, Obama is quick to blame Putin for this disaster.
Well, okay, so you're intelligent in your analysis. What do you think Obama's plan is here? Because I pretty much can see it from 10 miles away. We all can.
Obama's plan is to rile up Putin as much as possible, to get Turkey, to get NATO, to get Putin to do something where NATO starts something with Putin. That's what he wants. He wants Putin. He destroyed the oil money. He destroyed, humiliated Putin, humiliated the Russians. And that's basically what the goal is, get Putin.
100% correct in my analysis. And he wants to drag Putin into a reaction to drag in NATO against Russia and destroy Russia once and for all. And strangely enough, on his side is that the stupidest of all the presidential candidates, the dumbest in history, that ice cream man from Miami. I saw him this morning. I couldn't believe what I was listening to. The child, Rubio. Did you hear what he said this morning, Avi?
No.
Okay, hold on. Robert, do we have the moron Rubio, the stupidest man in history, and what he said this morning? Play it for the audience to hear.
My sense is that if, in fact, we were true to our word on and showed that we were going to be supportive of Turkey in this engagement, my sense is that the Russians would not test it. They do not have the capabilities in the region to confront the NATO alliance, particularly the United States or even the Turks for this matter. And so I don't think Russia, you know, at the end of the day, although Vladimir Putin is a gangster and a criminal, he is also a geopolitical actor who makes decisions on a cost-benefit analysis. And he'll have to do something to save face. But ultimately, he is not going to test the alliance if he believes the alliance is going to stand up to him, because he'll lose in that confrontation, and that would be an even bigger setback for him.
So the moron that they found in a gutter of Miami a long time ago, this idiot, Rubio, a stooge of two very powerful people, as you know, a powerful Republican, a powerful Democrat. They want him because he'll open the borders for cheap labor. This stooge is reveling on war with Russia. This should put an X through this idiot. Avi, let's go back to this issue of Erdogan and Turkey. Do you know anything about life in Turkey right now under Erdogan?
Yes. More journalists have been jailed there than pretty much almost any country. That's what's going on under Erdogan. Heavily serious aggressive to any protesting. They will beat, shoot with real bullets of anyone trying to protest. He wants to make the country more Islamic. He has already. And he has constantly blocked Twitter, blocked Facebook, blocked any way for the people there to communicate. And the world doesn't hear much of what's really going on unless you visit over there and you talk with the locals. And I've been there.
It's interesting that Obama is so concerned about democracy in Ukraine and democracy in Crimea, but doesn't seem to care about democracy in Erdogan's Turkey. And we all know that Erdogan is a neo-Ottoman, for those of us who know that we're not talking about something to put your feet on. If you say Ottoman, most people in New York think it's something that their fathers put their feet up on with a pair of socks after a brisket. But if I say a neo-Ottoman Erdogan, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Is that a chuckle that I just heard coming out of you?
Yeah, because if we
no, most people don't know. If I said an Ottoman Turkey, they wouldn't. They would think, as I said, it's something they put their father put their feet up on after a meal of brisket.
Correct. That's correct. But
we had many Ottomans in my house. The men would sit with their feet up after a heavy meal. They would sit there with their socks and gagging from the food. That's all we knew what an Ottoman was. I was surprised as I got older and studied history that Ottoman referred it to actually a period in time when the Muslims dominated the area. And, of course, once you find out what the Muslims did when they dominated, you find out, oh, my God, it's happening again.
Correct.
No, this is a very serious time, Avi. And we know why this is happening. Why is Obama on the wrong side of everything, in your opinion?
Because he's on one side, the Islamic side. And that's been the wrong side for centuries, and it continues to be the wrong side. That's why. That's basically.
But why is he on the Islamic side? Why would he do that? He's not that stupid. Why is he doing this?
He's doing that because that's what he was raised with. I mean, you expect a man with the name Hussein to be on the side of who?
Avi, are you sure you're not a fill-in host on my show under another name? Because it sounds like you're repeating what I've been saying for a long time. Well, I think any thinking person knows his name was not Barack Jesus Obama. Anyone knows that if your middle name is Hussein, you act like Hussein. And I don't mean King Hussein of Jordan. See, it wouldn't be bad if he acted like the King Hussein of Jordan, but he isn't. He's acting like the radical side of Hussein rather than the moderate side of Hussein.
Correct.
See, just the word Hussein per se doesn't mean you have to identify with the maniacs, as we well know. But he won't even give the good Hussein the weapons that the good Hussein wants. The good Hussein won't get weapons from the bad Hussein. Why is that? Because the bad Hussein is on the side of the very bad actors in the area. Okay, look, I'm sending you Government Zero, but you probably know everything that's in there. I don't know. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. Why does Obama hate Putin? Why does he have a vendetta against Putin? In my previous book, Stop the Coming Civil War, I analyzed this, and I said it had something to do with Christianity, number one, and also to do with the issue of homosexuality. And I really stick to my guns on that. Do you know that there's only one country, one major country in the sphere, let's say, of Western powers, even though Russia's not a Western power, let's say of powerful nations, let's put it that way. There is only one powerful nation on earth that is not knuckled under to the homosexual powers that be, and that's Russia. And I believe that if you analyze part of the enmity coming out of the sorority, you will find a degree of enmity aimed at Russia related to this situation. Now, that's quite a classy way of putting it, isn't it? I mean, for a guy that you think can't use language or nuance to make his point, I think I just did. And so I think I'll take a quick break and not have a quick smoke on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-CO. All right, my friends, people are freaked out about World War III, and we're praying that Putin shows more constraint than does the nervous and vindictive community organizer in the White House, who obviously gave the orders to shoot down the Russian plane as a provocation, hoping Russia would do something even more dramatic, and then triggering Article 5 of the NATO Treaty. Most of you know what NATO is, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, which never, ever, ever had any intention in its creation to have a Muslim nation like NATO, like Turkey in it. Ever. It was never intended for that. But Obama has expanded NATO to include any nation that could threaten Russia. Any nation that could be a threat to Russia, he threw into NATO. So the key section of the NATO treaty is Article 5. It says that all member states consider an armed attack against one member state to be an armed attack against all of them. You know, all for one and one for all. And suddenly it's Robin Hood. Well, if we used to play that in the Bronx, we put our hand over hand over hand over hand, and we would say that. All for one and one for all, a little kids when we were five. But Obama likes that. He thinks it's a game. He thinks him and the hysterical girls who are running the world think it's all a game. I don't know how this ends. Do you know that this article has been invoked only once in NATO history? Only once. By the U.S. after the September 11th attacks in 01. The invocation was confirmed on the 4th of October 01 when NATO determined that the attacks were indeed eligible under the terms of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. And so what's going to happen now is that if Russia does anything against Turkey, what will happen is the thin smoking man in the White House and the sorority fraternity, whoever's running it, will probably say, that's an Article 5 right there. They'll have a meeting of NATO and they'll declare war against Russia, which is what the smoker has been wanting to do for a long time now in order to smoke out Putin. He wants to smoke Putin, in other words. So there we are. There we are. And the weird thing about Turkey, the odd thing, it's the wrong words, not odd or weird, sorry. It's from living in America too long and I'm using the wrong words. I don't like using colloquial expressions like that. They depress me. Becomes a cliche. The odd thing about Turkey is that Turkey was one of the most progressive nations in the world. You know, Turkey gave the women the right to vote before any other nation in the West. Did you know that? I don't know if you know this. This was after the horrendous crimes committed under the Ottoman Turks against the Christians. The burning of churches after locking the doors and killing all the Christians in them were amongst the more mild things that the Ottoman Turks, meaning the Muslims, did. They locked the doors of the church and set the churches on fire in Turkey, in Greece. They killed Christians by the millions. Take a look at the Armenian slaughter. Go and Google the Armenian slaughter and you'll see what's coming unless you wake up to the fact that those who do not know their history are condemned to repeat it. You are probably not aware of what happens under such circumstances. You didn't learn it in world history. Instead, you learned that the white man was evil. Savage Nation, back in a minute. Be here or be nowhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
In the world of darkness being ushered in by the sorority in the White House, there's just a hint of good news. ISIS has suffered a severe blow and has lost its entire top command in the area in one fell swoop. And by the way, the loss of their entire top command in the Golan Heights, ISIS now, was not at the hands of Russia, was not at the hands of the U.S., not at the hands of the Kurds, but at the hands of fellow Muslim fanatics. Did you hear what happened? An Al-Qaeda suicide bomber took out the leadership of the key ISIS brigade in the Golan Heights. And in one fell swoop, he killed seven of them. And that was on November 15th, but it just came out today. It came at a top-level meeting of the Yarmouk Martyrs Brigade, a key ISIS militia known for its vicious hold over parts of the Golan Heights. Six of the group's top leaders were killed, including Muhammad Abu Ali al-Baridi, the head of the group who went by the name The Uncle. Al-Nusra Front, Al-Qaeda's Syrian affiliate, quickly took credit, gloating on Twitter about the heroic attack. So what does that mean to you? I don't know. But a veteran military correspondent for Israeli Daily, Alex Fishman, said this. The Islamic State ISIS that controls the closest area to the Israel border in the Syrian Golan Heights suffered a severe blow and lost its entire top command in the area in one fell swoop. And it was to a suicide bomber of another terror group that went in there and killed him. Can you believe this? Now, what this means in the long run, I don't know. But it's a successful suicide mission against a significant ISIS affiliate, which shows military experts that there's a degree of on-the-ground vulnerability within ISIS. And this could be interpreted as justification for those who argue that only boots on the ground can truly deal a crushing blow to ISIS. You hear? Because they have underground hiding places. And that ensures that they will likely not suffer casualties from airstrikes carried out by the U.S., France, and others. But if they can be reached by a suicide bomber like this, it means that boots on the ground could probably also do it. Now, that, of course, means somebody's son going in there and risking his life to do so. Who will be the first to step up and say, take my son? Who will be first to offer their blood? No one. Okay? Anyway, that just happened. At least it was just released. It happened on November 15th. And so we see things going on now that we can't believe in front of our eyes. Who would have ever thought that Al-Nusra Front, a terror group, would send a suicide bomber to take out the leadership of the key ISIS brigade, a key ISIS brigade called the Yarmouk Martyrs Brigade, and blow him up and six other leaders? Who would believe this? Who would believe that this would ever happen in our lifetime? So here we are. Here we are. The plane gets shot down. Obama's gloating, trying to provoke Putin. Then helicopters are sent in to rescue the pilots who had already been killed by the vermin. In the Turkmen shot them with machine guns as they were coming to Earth. I haven't seen that since World War II, when the Nazis did that to Allied pilots. Even the Vietnamese didn't shoot our pilots, by and large. Oh, yes, they tortured them, and they put them into the Hanoi Hilton, as we know from McCain. But they didn't execute them. But here we have a different breed of humanity. I would say subhumanity is what this is. It's a subset of humanity that we're dealing with. It's a subhumanity that we're dealing with. This is not humanity. This is subhumanity. And people are afraid now of World War III. They're afraid of it because a U.S. weapon, anti-tank missile, a TOW missile, was used to shoot down the Russian helicopters. Then in Tunisia, there was a bombing today. They killed six or seven of the presidential guard. What's the difference between ISIS and Obama's armed rebels? What's the end game? Are we being drawn into World War III? I didn't get to the names of the refugee racket. I got to get back to that email, and I think this is as good a point to interject that as before, but I can't find it. I'd have to search for it. If it could be sent to me again, I'll be happy to open that one up. It's a nightmare, by the way, if you look at this. If you think that the refugees are being brought in here because people have bleeding hearts, in a certain way, you're right. There's a certain degree of the bleeding heart liberal out there, but that's not really why they're being brought in. It's because of money. Money. Big, big money. I don't have the email. I'll have to look for it. And I'll get it for you before the show is over. Yep. Yes, indeedy. SBA Radio. Mark, go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation.
Thank you for taking my call. I have some strong suspicions that Turkey, under their administration, Islamist administration, is giving away a lot of NATO secrets to their Islamist buddies in Iraq. I have those strong suspicions that they're doing it.
Well, you're guessing that it wouldn't be a paralogical guess. I mean, that Turkey's sharing NATO secrets with Iran. I would think that they're all bedfellows. So that would be logical, Mark.
Logical, but why doesn't, well, obviously, the answer is obvious. Why doesn't the administration do anything about it? But why doesn't the rest of NATO do anything about it? Like, get Turkey out of NATO. We don't need to be drawn into God forbid, World War III over what Russia is doing, especially under this administration.
Right. Nobody wants World War III. And moreover, we know that even if Russian planes did incursion, they call it, into Turkey's airspace, it was very, very close to the border, number one. And number two, it was only for a few seconds. Now, what nation on earth would trigger a shootdown over an incident like this other than a nation that wants to provoke war? Right, Mark?
Other than the nation that wants to provoke war, but do you think that Turkey's going to do that war with Russia? Or do they think that the fool in the White House is going to...
No, the fool in the White House would suddenly enact Article 5 of NATO. And the fool in the White House would say, now I have the pretext to declare war against Russia using NATO against Russia, which is what he tried to do with Ukraine. He did the Ukraine, now he's doing Turkey. Any way he can, he's trying to provoke a war with Russia. I don't understand how the peace thinks don't see the danger he's putting the world into. I don't understand for the life of me how stupid peace thinks are. You know, I on the one hand, I would say, you know, hey, they could say he's a wonderful president because he hasn't gotten us into any wars. And in the big picture, the economy's better than it was under Bush. who almost destroyed the economy. And we're not really at war. So what the heck? What are we going to worry about? In the big picture, he's better than a warmonger. That's how most liberals would think. But if they wake up today and see what this man is doing and not doing, they have to start questioning their assurances that he is what they think he is. Because I don't think he is what they think he is. I think he's something far more sinister than that. And I think you share that with me. And I'm going to send you, Mark, my thesis, my treatise on this. Actually, it is a treatise on this. It's Government Zero. But when I think about it, my entire treatise is about the alliance between the leftists and the Islamists, leading us to Government Zero, no borders, no language, no culture. And I do sound the alarm about how progressives and radical Islamists are working together to destroy Western civilization and remake it in their own respective insane images. And that's what I spend 300 and some odd pages doing with references. And I think that any thinking person would want to analyze the opposition's position, and there's no better place to examine my position than in this book. So there we are. Nice day before Thanksgiving tomorrow. We're still a day away from the day before, and we were supposed to just cruise into it today and easy. Everyone was going to do jingle bells. I could have played Christmas music. Most of America is already traveling. I would suppose my audience is smaller today than it would have been normally. But I am like the restaurant you go into that even on an off day, everything on the menu is available to you today. I offer a full menu and have a full staff. So if you care to call the program with your opinion of what's going on in the world, the phone number is 855-400-7282. Let's go to the callers. WABC, Dean, what's on your mind? Go ahead, please, from New York City.
Hello, yes. I'd like to say that Vladimir Putin is a fierce nationalist, and that's the reason why Obama, like you say, Obama doesn't like him or wants to provoke him. Obama is a globalist, and they want the dissolution of all nations, and they're on it.
I don't actually agree with that. I think that, sorry to use, I'm not trying to be snooty or too intellectual, but I think that analysis is too narrow. I don't believe that's the, because Erdogan's a nationalist as well, and he's on the side of Erdogan. Erdogan is a sort of Muslim extremist. On the surface, he isn't. He's a Westerner, but he isn't. He has provoked Islamism within Turkey. Turkey was once a very advanced progressive nation, in the best sense of the word progressive. Women's rights, women's suffrage. Turkey was an extremely advanced nation. Erdogan has been pulled further and further into the madness of radical Islam, and some are calling him a neo-Ottoman. Neo-Ottoman. And again, I don't want to make the same bad joke as I did before, but the Ottoman doesn't refer to a hassock. It doesn't refer to something you put your foot on. It refers to a period in time when the Turks, frankly, did use hassocks. I guess they're interchangeable words, Ottoman and hassock, isn't it? But you don't call it the hassock empire. I mean, if you look in your history book, it's the Ottoman Empire, not the hassock empire, now that I think about it. So there may be a big difference between an Ottoman and a hassock. I'll have to go to a furniture store over the weekend and see. Can I have an Ottoman? And can you show me your hassocks, please? You can get killed now in a furniture store. What if you go in a furniture store owned by a Muslim and you say to him, can I see your Ottomans? The guy could pull out a knife and get, okay, I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCOIA. Us are under the illusion that we actually have a republic or a democracy, and that if only we get the Republicans in, we'll be better off. Very good fantasy. That would be a nice start. It'd be like window dressing. But let me tell you something. There are governments within our government. For example, the ACLU today sued a state that wants to block refugees. Now, who elected Marvin from NYU as a branch of government? Did you elect this left-wing fanatic with a law degree to be another branch of government? These unelected vermin, these lawyers? No, you never elected the ACLU, and yet they have more power than Congress does, threatening a governor with a lawsuit. Now let's go to another government within a government. Me, if I were president, I would declare the ACLU a domestic terrorist organization. I would arrest their entire leadership. I would put all their assets into a bank, et cetera, and I'd go from there. I will tell you something else, if you'd like to know about it. Because I don't like unelected governmental agencies controlling the destiny of my nation. And I'll go a step further. There are organizations that are making a fortune off the refugees. They care nothing about the integrity of our nation. They care nothing about the future of our nation. They care nothing about the future of our children. They could care less. All they care about is stealing money right now. Now, here's an organization called Exodus Refugee. They're in charge of a lot of the Syrians coming in. Now, who are they? Board of Directors, President Susan Hutchins, never heard of her. Vice President Deb Hurt, never heard of her. Secretary Michelle Saysana, never heard of her. Treasurer Amanda Wagoner, never heard of her. But listen to the types of organizations that they, structures that they, listen to their structure. Executive Director, Director of Operations, Director of Client Services, that would be the Syrian Muslims. Director of Immigration Services and Community Outreach, Megan Hochbein. Director of Extended Case Management, Bethany Showalter. Director of Development and Communications, Elizabeth Standiford. Finance Director, Amy Russell. It gets even better. Now, who's paying for all of these positions? This, remember, is an organization that's not even a member, a part of the government, that's set up now as a government within a government. Reception and placement programs, resettlement coordinator, Essence Vincent, pre-arrival associate, lead case manager, special medical case manager, Zaw Wing Ong, special medical case manager, Salah Muhyiddin. Oh, really? Health navigator, Nicole Kamana. Case manager, Claire Lundergan. Case manager, Bawi Bawi. Case manager, Leslie Masikot. Case manager, Zi Zhang Zwa. Case manager, Mohammed Hashi. Housing manager, James Budden. Housing specialist, Timothy Haynes. Now, I'm not saying anybody here is doing anything illegal, but they seem to have an entire governmental-like structure set up for the Syrian refugees, and none of these people are appointed by elected officials. It gets even bigger. Where's all this money coming from? Look at all these employees feasting off the refugees. Employment developer, Chris Russell. Lead employment specialist, Yaza Zwe. Employment specialist, Van Ro Sung. Employment specialist, Ali Haddad. State grant coordinator, Kam Lam Hui. State grant and human trafficking coordinator, Aaron Aquino. Well, you get the picture. Women's program case manager, cultural orientation specialist, LCOR coordinator, full-time drivers, Fung Meng and Ech Ti Hua. Part-time drivers, Sui Min Chua, Tu Lum La Tri Chuan Bur. Part-time drivers. Supportive programs. The list goes on and on. So who are these people? Well, they're bringing in, they're organizing the importation of the Muslims from Syria under Obama. What is my point? My point is that none of these individuals are appointed by my duly elected representatives, nor of your duly elected representatives. They are a government within a government. They are driving policy in this country. They are what is known as lobbyists. When you hear the government is corrupt, when you hear that our corrupt government is driven by lobbyists, not by the people's wishes, well, now you know there's a face to it. They may call themselves the Exodus Refugee Immigration Services. They may call themselves Catholic Charities or Lutheran Charities. But my friends, none of them are elected. None of them answer to us. Every one of them is a rogue agency in it only for their own selves. And guess who suffers? Suffer the little children. They will be living in a world in which they will be as stranger. Obama will remake this nation so that your children will live in a world in which they themselves have become a stranger because of this strange man in the White House. All spelled out in over 300 pages with references in Government Zero, a book I am extremely proud of. I suggest you get one for Christmas.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Turkey, like every country, has a right to defend its territory and its airspace. I think it's very important right now for us to make sure that both the Russians and the Turks are talking to each other, find out exactly what happened. And take measures.
All right, yeah, turn it on. Yeah. Oh, he's right. He's pulled the wool over the eyes of every thinking person in the world. Find out what happened. We don't know what happened. We don't know that you told Turkey to pull a trigger to shoot down a Russian jet in order to provoke a Russian reaction, in order for you to suddenly declare, blow the whistle on NATO, and then go to war with Russia. That's all. Welcome to hour three. It's that simple. Your leader is more actively pursuing a war against Western values and against Russia than he is against ISIS, is my opinion. He is on the wrong side of history. Unless he knows something I don't know, and God forbid he's right. Because if he's right, we're all going to suffer. Because I'll tell you one thing, the Islamists are not going to like you progressives very much. In fact, they may like you less than they like us conservatives. Because we at least stand for something. You stand for nothing. Progressives have no values. Their only values are narcissism. And if it feels good, do it. No borders, no language, no culture. That's what nihilists stand for. So I asked the question, was Obama behind the shootdown of the Russian jet and of the helicopters searching for the downed pilots? Go to the London Daily Star, which is linked on the top of MichaelSavage.com. Read the London Daily Star. Look at the markings on the tow missile weapon used to shoot down the rescue helicopters. And then say to yourself, wait a minute, how did these Turkmen get their hands on these tow missiles? Ask John McCain. He gave them to them. John McCain gave the weapons to them. Who gave them to them? Would they buy them in Walmart in Berlin? They were given to him by the United States of America with John McCain behind it all as a messenger boy. I realize this is too much for us to handle. Now that NATO has shot down a Russian jet, here comes the real issue. How will Putin respond? Huh? So far, not much. They moved a missile cruiser off the coast of Syria, which was there anyway, and they gave it orders, though. The new orders are, you know what the new orders are? New orders from Putin are shoot any target that's a threat. I don't know what that means. Any target. Order to destroy any target posing danger. Go to the Drudge Report right now. Oh, finally, there's an ad for my book on the top of the Drudge Report at the same time. Been asking for it for weeks. All right, there it is. New York Times bestseller, everyone is talking about government zero, no borders, no language, no culture, buy now, save America. Well, it arrived finally, better late than never. But here it is. U.S.-backed rebels down Russian helicopter. Anti-tank gun was American. Kills Russian Marine. Jet pilots machine gun as the center with parachutes. Allahu Akbar. Moscow denies airspace violation. Puts out own flight path image. Putin says stab in our back. NATO is now serving the Islamic State. That's what Putin's saying. NATO will now become a shield for the Islamic State. You hear this? And Obama told the Russians they got what they deserved. Meanwhile, the NATO chief, who was some clown altogether, sided with Turkey. World War III is now trending on Twitter, in between lipstick, pictures of lipstick and behinds and fashions. They're worrying about World War III because it really can ruin a girl's day. It can be a really bad hair day if World War III, you know, evolves. Terrible thing. And what's Obama's new terror plan? He has none. His new terror plan is there is no terror. We're gonna beat them. If you watch the press conference, you would cringe how bad it was. He talked about kissing Michelle in the Luxembourg Gardens. Unto itself, I would say that was a yuck moment. But for a president to say that at a meeting with the leader of France, when they're talking about an attack on Paris, an attack on Mali, calling them a JV squad, then say, here's a travel warning yesterday, nowhere is safe. Day before he says, "You're don't be afraid of anything, do whatever you want, run your life the way it normally is." The next day he says, wherever you go, be very afraid, nowhere is safe. So there we are, that's the world you're living in. The man doesn't know what he's doing from one minute to the next. He all he knows is that he hates Putin. That's a given. Now, you got to hear him talking about kissing Michelle, and I could ask you again. Was this an appropriate thing to say at a meeting that is of such momentous importance? Listen to this absurd, pathetic statement by Mr. Obama.
To the French people for the hospitality they've always shown me. And when they welcomed Michelle and our daughters on their first visit to the City of Lights. By my bed in the residence is a picture of me and Michelle in Luxembourg Gardens, kissing.
Titter, titter. The press corps like the children, school children. Kissing. What an embarrassing nation. Recalling his memory of kissing Michelle in Paris. Is that appropriate on a day like today? Of course not. Then you got Rubio, the ice cream man. An idiot? I never saw anything like this. He makes Obama look like an Einstein. Rubio makes Obama look like Albert Einstein. I never saw anything like this. How could the Republicans get a fool like this and offer him up as an option? You got to listen to this. Listen to moron. Where does he say that NATO should attack Russia in one of them, 7 or 8? I don't know which one is the worst of them. But moron Rubio actually came out and gloating, saying that if Russia does anything, NATO should act. Here it is. Listen to clip 8. This is the ice cream man cometh.
And this is a critical moment, because if Russia believes that they can respond and retaliate against Turkey because NATO is not going to do anything about it, what they are basically doing is they are making the argument that NATO is no longer viable, that it is a feckless alliance. And so it's important for us to be very clear that we will respond and defend Turkey if they come under assault from the Russians. Otherwise, the entire NATO alliance comes into question.
That's the end of Rubio. Can any Republican listening to this show tell me that this clown is of the right mentality, the right IQ? Let's say IQ. I'll use an old thing. Does he have the IQ to be president? This guy, I wouldn't hire this guy to be my personal assistant. If I were trying to hire a personal assistant, I would say, what do you think about what's going on there between Russia and Turkey? And he said something like this, I would say, all right, next. Hire the next. Bring the next one in. He wouldn't even be able to go get me coffee. I know he would bungle the order. Well, if I told him to get me turkey, talking about turkey, I'd say, get me sliced turkey. Either they'd be too thin or too thick. Say, after like 5 times, I say, here's the thickness I like. It comes in thin again, so thin you can't separate the slices. I said, look, I can't separate slices of turkey like that, Marco. I want thick slices. The next time he comes back, each slice is 1/4 inch thick. That's the kind of guy he is. No understanding of anything you say to him. This is the best the Republicans can do. And what's amazing to me is that Sheldon Adelson, a smart boy, believe me, a smart boy, owns Las Vegas, the casinos, oy vey. Adelson likes him. And Larry Ellison likes him. Owns Silicon Valley and the Oracle Stadium. So what do these billionaires know that I don't know? They know that the fool will do whatever they want him to do. They know that the fool will open the borders up and give them all the maids they need for the hotels without papers, maids without papers. And the other one will get all of the IT workers for half the price that he has to pay an American worker. Doesn't matter if you have a 400-foot yacht and then a 300-foot yacht and a 100-foot tender. It's nice to be rich. That way you can have more money and buy bigger yachts and let the country go to you-know-where. That's all. The bottom line. And so when you have rogue billionaires like this, who have no loyalty to a nation, what you usually have is a government that controls them. Because we all know that human greed is limitless, so you usually have a government that controls human greed. But when you have a government that's greedier than greedy billionaires, then you have Barack Obama. And on that pleasant note, a quick break.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-CO.
It is the Savage Nation. It's hour number three. It's a horrible, wild day out there. I mean, who would wake... Would you believe you'd wake up to Turkey shooting down a Russian jet? In the midst of all the Russian successes, it means the jealous sorority creatures were so angry at Putin for trumping the thin smoking man that they had to smoke him any way they could, so they got one of his planes, using Turkey as a slingshot, because we don't have the nerve to go after Russia ourselves, and it would be too obvious to the world. I mean, I'm sure our pilots could easily take down a Russian jet. I'm not so sure of it, but pretty sure that our pilots are the best in the world. But God forbid we'd ever have to use them against Russia. It'd be the day I would break out in hives if that ever happened. But it could happen, because I don't know which side the military is on anymore. I know that he purged most of the combat generals. Most recently, 2 weeks ago, an African-American of great dignity, of great loyalty, of great standing, an African-American general who commanded two helicopter brigades in war. He himself was a helicopter pilot. Could you believe? And Obama threw him out of the military because of he had an affair with someone, according to them. This is what the sorority does, just as in Stalin's time. They smear their enemies, and instead of putting them into the gulag, they marginalize them. They put them on the shelf. So the military today, when you say military, is not the military that you'd like to believe it is. It's the sorority's military. The sorority's military, which is a rogue military that's out of control. It doesn't know what's... Whatever he wants them to do, they'll do. There is no way to compete... Excuse me. There is no way to get a thought through to the sorority. You read the inside track on this, the stories of what goes on. Nobody can believe that the man is this mad in micromanaging the military. It comes out of the White House. Almost everything that the military is able to do comes out of the White House. This is shocking, isn't it? So they had Turkey shoot down a Russian jet claiming it went over their border. Now, even let's say it did go over their border. Let's, for the sake of discussion, say that the Russian jet was on the Syrian-Turkey border in a mountainous region, and it went over into their airspace for a few seconds. Is that justification for shooting down a fighter jet? No, not unless you want to provoke that nation. So we know that Turkey wanted to provoke Russia. That's a given. Because cooler heads would have said, all right, we've warned you, but you're not threatening us. And they wouldn't have shot it down. What they would have done was escorted that plane out of their airspace. By the way, that's international protocol. Not what this dangerous psychopathic sorority told the neo-Ottoman Erdogan's Air Force to do, which is shoot the Russian jet down. Obama gloated over it at the press conference. He gloated over the shoot down. Very much sort of like a Godfather movie. If you listen to it, it's eerie to listen to what a con man he is. This guy is such a con man that he actually thinks he's conning the world, but he's only conning himself. You can fool some of the people some of the time, Barry. Barry, you can fool some of the people all of the time, Barry. But you say you love Lincoln. Lincoln taught us all that you can't fool all of the people all of the time, Barry. And believe me, you're not fooling this man. You're the one who gave the orders. You gave the orders through underlings to shoot that jet down. Why, Barry? Because we all know what you want. You want to punish Putin. You want to teach him a lesson. You want to show him that he's not really the top dog. You were knocked to number three of the most powerful in the world. You know that first time an American president in 50 years was not in the top two. You were knocked to number three. Oh, and you're mad. You're mad. Because your ego is so bruised that Putin's number one and the German nightmare, whatever her name is. I don't even remember her name. What's her name? Who remembers her name, the one in Germany? Merkel, the worst lady, W-U-R-S-T. The worst lady of Germany, Angela Merkel, invading her own nation. Unbelievable. Who would believe you'd wake up and see Germany invaded by its own leader? Nobody. Nobody could believe this. How could a German leader invade our own nation? Liberalism is a mental disorder, but let's go on. I've tried to teach you that for years. It's fallen on dead ears. Not even deaf ears, dead ears. And don't get me started on ears again. Don't get me started on ears again, because I told you about Obama, and then I noticed something else. My producer, Robert, said, did you notice how big the ice cream man's ears are? I said, who? He said, look at Rubio. A pair on him like Dumbo. I don't know if there's something there or not. I don't know. I'm not into the earology thing. I'm not an earist, and I don't want to be accused of such. Boy, oh boy, what's going to happen tomorrow? WGOW in Tennessee, Gabe, thanks for calling. What's on your mind, Gabe?
I bought your book. I basically think that you're the Paul Revere of modern times. What I've done is I've posted on my Facebook page, any of my Facebook friends that will promise to read your book cover to cover and pass it on. I'm buying books and shipping them through Amazon to folks, and I wanted to encourage other listeners to do the same thing, because your Government Zero has got to get out to the populace.
All I can say is thank you. The only difference between me and Paul Revere is that I'm not a silversmith. But thank you very much for that for that compliment. I'm a little tired right now. I've been up since early in the morning agonizing over this. I paced and paced and paced, Gabe, and everyone else. Thanks, Gabe. I paced and paced and paced and paced and paced. I cut and pasted and paced and paced and cut and pasted. And then finally the time came for the show, and here it is. And it got worse after the show began. They attacked in Tunisia. They killed six of the president of Tunisia's bodyguards. The Muslims killed, again, Muslims. You know, it's a misnomer in a way. The Islamists is a better phrase, by the way. Because certainly the president of Tunisia is a Muslim, you know. But the thing is, they killed six of his guards. They're on the warpath around the world. And here in America, Obama wants us to be on the warpath, not against them so much, but against Russia. Against Russia. God knows what's going to happen by tonight with this lunatic in charge. This is not a sane man who can tone things down. See, I worry about men like this a lot, because they have no self-control. And he's liable to do something hysterical. Obama, I mean, not Putin. That's why people are freaking out with World War III as a trend on various social media sites. Anti-tank gun used to shoot down the rescue helicopter was American. What a sad day in American history. John McCain, you should hang your head in shame, McCain.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Take line Tunisia. Allah Akbar people take over a bus with the president's aides and kill 12 of his aides. That's the president of Tunisia. Dateline France, northern France. Allah Akbar people, hostage situation, gunshot wounds. Everywhere you turn, the Allah Akbar folks are doing what they do best. Not curing polio, not treating diseases, not sending aid to the blind, not building crutches for crippled children, not tending to wounded, but creating murder and havoc around the globe. They're not terrorists, they're a death cult. This has nothing to do with religion, it has to do with a death cult. I don't care what you call it. There's a death cult, and it's winning. We're losing. No matter what the thin smoker says, we're losing the war. And he let this disease metastasize. He let this virus grow. He gave the virus weapons. He gave the virus shelter. He gave the virus propagandist cover. He owns the virus. He created this Ebola of the world. Obama has created this terrorist Ebola that is spreading around the world. He owns it. Was it Obama's girlfriends, meaning the sorority that's ruining the world behind the shoot down of the Russian jet? Was it Obama's sorority behind the shoot down of the helicopter searching for the downed Russian pilots? What's the difference between ISIS and Obama's armed rebels? Are we being drawn into World War III? What's the end game of the sorority? I realize that most listeners play checkers or backgammon, not triple electronic chess as I do. And I'm not boasting, but I'm telling you the way my mind works. I see the game so clearly that I may as well lay it out for you. Then you can do what you want with it. He just said, come along with us, old Russia, or stuff like this is liable to happen again. You didn't hear that?
You didn't hear the Peso Navante, the leader of the free world, threatening Russia, saying events that took place apparently today? If you listen to this man's words and you deconstruct them, as I do, for a living, and you listen to what he just said, he just threatened Russia, that unless you agree with us on supporting the cousins of ISIS, who he calls the moderate Syrian rebels, they're no different than ISIS, by the way. The only difference is what kind of knife they use to cut people's heads off. Same language, same race, same religion. Same a corporation, not even a different division. Same a corporation, not even a different a division, maybe a different a department. Unless you come along with the murderers that we love, other stuff like this is liable to happen. So here's the chess game. They want to provoke Putin, who they know is a judo expert. And the sorority girls have figured out that they can get him to react and escalate rapidly against Turkey. Then that triggers NATO moving in against who? Russia. That means wiping Russia out in the Middle East, which is the thin man's goal. The thin man doesn't want Russia in the Middle East. The thin man created the Cold War. The thin man has instigated a larger Cold War. Now the thin man wants a hot war to drive Russia out of the Middle East completely. That's one theory. Listen to him very carefully. You'll come to the same conclusion. Turkey never should have been made a member of NATO. It was very controversial, if you remember. Turkey, if you analyze who Turkey is, see, all you leftists don't even understand what you're talking about. Suddenly you're fanatical apologists for this neo-Ottoman Erdogan of Turkey. All the leftists in the world are suddenly fanatical apologists for this neo-Ottoman Erdogan because they see Russian blood on the ground. But Turkey has veered toward Islamic rule. Turkey uses fascism on liberals in their own country. Turkey is not an open democracy any more than is Assad Syria. In fact, Turkey is less of a democracy to Christians and Kurds than is Assad to his enemies. But the idiots let Turkey into NATO, and the neo-Ottoman mad dog Erdogan has now brought the world closer to a world war. That's my theory. Now, I want to ask you a question. What's the difference between ISIS and Obama's armed rebels, the so-called Syrian insurgents? Anyone listening to this show, can you tell me definitively that you can tell me there's a difference between ISIS and Obama's armed rebels? What's the difference? Helicopter searching for the two Russian pilots from the Russian bomber down by Turkey. By the way, the Russian jet flew close to its border with Syria. There's no evidence it actually went over the border, and if it did, it was only for a second or two. And on that pretext, Obama's friends in Turkey shot the Russian jet down. You know, this is how World War I started. You do know that. I don't want to be an alarmist here, but everyone's saying, is this the beginning of World War III? Are we being drawn into World War III? And then you have to ask yourself, what is the end game? Does the thin, smoking psychotic in the White House understand what he's doing? I know this. I know that the thin, smoking psychotic hates Putin because he's envious of him. He's envious of his power. He's envious of his masculinity. He's envious of his popularity. And he's being driven mad, even madder than he already is, with his vendetta against Putin. So he tells Turkey to shoot down a Russian jet that may or may not have gone over the border. We don't know, by the way. Even if it did, by any estimate, it only did so for a second or two. By that token, many of our jets could be shot down. Many other jets could be shot down as they go over borders of other countries at 50,000 feet or at 65,000 feet, whatever level he was at. I don't know what level they were flying at. And then you shoot down the jet of a sovereign nation. So everyone's waiting for the other shoe to drop. What's Putin going to do? Is he cool, calm, and collected? Well, here's what he's done already. Maybe you didn't see the news. Oh, yeah, he's done something already. You know what he's done? He's moved a
battle cruiser off the coast of Syria. Yep, battle cruiser off the coast of Syria with instructions. Instructions. Deploys missile cruiser off Syria coast, ordered to destroy any target posing danger. Now, any target posing danger could be a vast array of any target. Can be anything. What's any target posing danger? Well, what's any target posing danger? Russia deploys missile cruiser off Syria coast, ordered to destroy any target posing danger. Now, by the way, as this is going on, the insane mad Islamists, the Muslims, Allah Akbar people, the Allah Akbar, the same ones who chanted Allah Akbar, as they kicked the Russian pilot to death, they're our friends now. And the Christians in the airplanes are our enemies. You do know that Russia is a Christian nation. You do know that. You know that there's a Russian Orthodox Church. And you know which side Obama's on. He's not on the side of the Russian Orthodox Church. He's on the side of the Allah Akbar people. Because they're the friendly Allah Akbar people, not the unfriendly Allah Akbar people. But in any case, the unfriendly, or is it the friendly Allah Akbar people, have just committed a terrorist act in Tunisia, killing 12 members of the Tunisian president's personal guard. As we speak, they're on a warpath around the world. France, Mali, Tunisia, what's next? Do you understand that we are at war? Do you understand that our enemy is everywhere? Do you understand we have a dunce in the White House who's on the wrong side of history and that we are in danger? That's, of course, one man's opinion. After all, I'm quite opinionated. I just wrote an encyclopedic book called Government Zero. That's how much I think of your president. Now, if he was only a zero president, I wouldn't be as alarmed as I am today. Because I don't think he's President Zero. I think he's President Less Than Zero. Because that means if you draw the line, you will see that he's on the other side of the equation. He also said something very odd today, really something very odd. He blamed Russia for what happened. Did you hear that one? Instead of sending any condolences to Russia, the Russian pilots, the Russian families, he actually defended Turkey's right to shoot their planes down. Every country has a right to defend its territory, but we don't. You lying piece of garbage, you! You let the Mexicans run over our border, you're bringing in Syrians, you've erased our border, and you say every country has a right to defend its territory? You lying, lying thing, you! The man is a psychopathic liar. He's a clear and present danger to the survival of America and the entire free world. That's my opinion. And if you think I'm going out on a limb, go read Government Zero if you want to see what a limb looks like. 13 chapters, each one of them is a real long limb. The difference is it's not just opinion. Page after page of references proving who this man is. Oh, really? Every country has a right to defend its territory, and he erases our border with Mexico. What a double-talking liar this man is. What a clear and present danger he is to the survival of this country and the entire world. We have news. The jihadists have declared war on Tunisia. And Tunisia's president has just declared a state of emergency throughout the entire nation and a curfew in the capital after an attack on a bus carrying his presidential guard that killed 12 of them. The president of Tunisia, Beji Caid Essebsi, said in a television address that the country is at war against terrorism. Do you understand terrorism is at war with the entire world, including moderate Muslims, such as those running Tunisia? Now, you have to ask yourself, how did this happen? How is it that this disease of radical Islam has been able to metastasize so rapidly in the last 2 years? The answer is because of the moron in the White House. The moron in the White House had no foreign policy experience. The moron in the White House knew only one thing, which is how to defeat his domestic political enemies, which he's very good at. He has crushed not only his domestic political enemies, but the U.S. Constitution, the Congress, and the people as well. Very successful at crushing his domestic enemies because that's what street agitators know how to do best. But you see, street agitators like Barry from Honolulu don't know anything about foreign policy. They learned at the foot of community organizers. Do I have to name them? Again, we have to say the word again. The Alinsky name, which you've heard about ad infinitum. He knows nothing about foreign policy, but if he
was actually questioned on foreign policy, what you would find is that he still is a diehard anti-bourgeois individual, meaning no matter which way you skin the cat, it comes out the same way. No matter which way you skin the cat, you find that the American left, meaning Obama, and Islam share parallel ideologies. They both want totalitarian rule over all people as their primary objective. And they are working to achieve this goal at any cost. The American left and Islam hate human life. Rights have no meaning to them whatsoever, except to use these rights to advance their power. And that is how the left continuously spouts rhetorical platitudes on social justice, equal rights out of one side of their mouth, and yet let the Stone Age barbarians who destroy women, gays, and minorities get away with it. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth and financial future. Call 1-800-289-2600. I want to go back to the beginning of the day. I awaken to see that Turkey shoots down a Russian jet. Then I analyze it, and I see that it was no doubt a coordinated provocation by Obama and the sorority to shoot down the Russian jet using Turkey as the front man in order to provoke Russia into a reaction, which thus far hasn't occurred, in order to declare that Article 5 of NATO, the NATO treaty, is now in effect and gang up on Russia, because Obama has a vendetta against Russia for a number of reasons. That's one simplistic analysis of what is going on. There are others. There's oil involved. Oil's deeply involved in all of this. The whole issue of oil's deeply involved in all of this. But we won't go into that right now, because if you understand that war for oil, which you heard about under Bush, may be operative under Obama, you'd be shocked to find out that you wouldn't be wrong. Now, before we take some callers in the waning minutes of the show, I want you to try and watch the press conference today, if you can catch it on TV later tonight, of Obama and Hollande. This should have been a joint declaration of war against ISIS. Instead, it turned into a clown show. You saw two weaklings, two socialist weaklings, looking weaker than ever. And if you were ISIS, you wouldn't be quaking in your boots after that press conference. You'd be smiling and drinking tea with each other. You saw two weak men. It was astonishing to watch Hollande sit there with his jacket open. You know, to me, how they look is as important as what they say. France used to have some of the greatest, the most dignified of all leaders. They were military in their bearing. They stood upright. They presented themselves with strength. And you knew that they represented France. Now you see this pot-bellied guy sitting there with his jacket open, with his gut hanging over his pants, his gut hanging over his legs, with his legs spread. And there was Obama, again, with the legs spread, leaning over chairs with each other. Then Obama gets up and gives a speech about kissing Michelle in the Luxembourg Gardens as his opener. And the idiots in the press titter. The teacher said something naughty. Remember those days in school when a teacher would hint at something naughty and you were supposed to titter? That's what the press has become. Children, just children, children, children. Okay, so then we the people have to get up on talk radio and on the internet and start talking with each other about what the heck happened. Why would Obama provoke this? And we figured it out. We knew it right off the get-go. Now the question is, what is Putin going to do? If he doesn't respond to the provocation, why then they can't call in Article 5 of the NATO treaty and declare war on Russia. So he knows that. If I know it, he's figured it out. So where does that leave Putin? It leaves Putin with a black eye. He's lost a jetliner with passengers to the terrorists. Now he's lost a fighter jet, one of the most advanced fighter jets in the world, to the so-called moderate rebels, to the Turks. And then when he sent in helicopters to rescue the pilots, our allies, the moderate rebels, who were indistinguishable from ISIS, shot down the helicopter after machine gunning the Russian pilots. It's a darn mess. But that's what you get when you have the descendant of Alinsky. The devil himself couldn't do worse.